Good morning, I'm Kelly, and I've been wanting to tell y'all something that I've been excited about, but I think y'all might make fun of me, but I'm going to brave these streets anyway.
Okay. Be the hero you need.
Yeah, I am obsessed with this singer. He's growing in popularity, I believe. His name is Nat Lefkoff. I'm obsessed with him, okay? And he is doing what they call house party tours. And he is just going places, and you can even submit your house for like a house party for him. Kind of like All American Rejects, but All American Rejects are doing it because they've been around for 30 years and like that's their like comeback story. He's growing. And I put myself on a wait list because the house party filled up and I couldn't get invited. And so I said, well, I'll put myself on this wait list. And then
to host a house party?
No, just to go. I did apply to host.
Oh, okay. So you want to go to somebody, a stranger's house, to watch someone you don't know play music with the strangers.
Yeah.
Got it.
Real bad. Real bad. But I did apply. I did say, hey, you could host, because he's not coming to where our flagship station is here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I was like, oh my gosh, I would so put my house up for this. But I can barely plug in a blow dryer without blowing my whole house off. So I couldn't host.
It looks pretty acoustic.
It's very acoustic. I mean, he's got like less than 10,000 followers on Instagram. Okay.
Listen to the overview that is offered of him by AI.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Nat Lefkoff is a musician dedicated to distilling the human condition and disarming listeners. That sounds like, I was going to say, barf. It sounds like barf. Wow.
I want him to disarm every part of me.
He really distilled the human condition tonight. When he played I Love Rock and Roll, I was so distilled in my human condition.
He's hauntingly good. Like his voice, it's one of those people that all they need is a guitar, you know? Anyway, all right, we're going to keep going here because I got to tell y'all what I did.
All right.
There's more.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Then I noticed because he's going to be 2 hours away from here. So I was like, well, I'll put myself on this wait list because I would drive 2 hours to go watch this man play essentially in somebody's living room.
Okay.
And so I get put on this wait list, and then he posts this video that's got the tour dates, the house party tour dates. But the Michigan town isn't on there anymore. And I was like, no. Like,
you think they're hiding it from you?
Yeah. I bet. You've been blocked.
Well, I thought either one of two things. It got to be so, the wait list got to be so long, they took it off so they didn't have to keep doing it, or they canceled it.
Because no one's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I messaged him, and I said, look, man, I've been on the wait list for this show. It's not showing up on your tour dates anymore. I'm kind of bummed. And then I got a text message that said, you've been added from the wait list. And so I am going to this house party tour on Friday. I got 2 tickets thinking surely somebody will want to go with me, and I can't find a single friend to go.
You need a person to carry your red flags.
Yes, I know, Bobby, that I'm not going to wear anything with pockets, so how am I supposed to carry them?
I mean, you don't know anyone who needs their human condition distilled?
I have.
Look, somebody who's got like an impure condition?
Yes.
They could use a little distillery?
I have messaged my most impure friends, and I have said, you need your human condition distilled.
Let me try to help you by selling.
You wanna go?
No.
Damn it. That's not helping.
No, I'm going to sell.
Okay.
Nat Lefkoff. This is his own bio. I'm just reading it.
Okay. Yes.
That's just a series of sounds, by the way.
Yeah.
Nat Lefkoff.
It really does sound like a robot.
Nat Lefkoff. You got to listen to him.
It's like
a
speak and spell named him. Mm-hmm. Nat Lefkoff.
Nat Lefkoff. I'm going to buy a shirt. I'm going to buy a house party tour shirt.
I love shirts that I get to tell people about.
I got that's your big grand statement. I'm going to buy a shirt.
And you guys keep making fun of me. I'm going to buy a
shirt. But I'll have a shirt.
You know his apparel is going to smell like whatever smoky hotel, whatever micro hotel he stayed in last night.
You mean the house that he's couch surfing, I bet.
Yeah, that's true. He's not going to a hotel.
I would have hosted him for sure.
You think that the reason that we're making fun of you is because you don't have a shirt?
No, I just needed you guys. I needed you guys to know that no matter how much you make fun of me, I'll still buy a shirt.
I don't doubt it. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, of course I'm ready.
Nat writes, I am 31 years old. I have a cat named Sweetie who's just the best. This is Tommy with a guitar.
I know,
I live in the Central Valley with open skies and swampy spots and woods scattered throughout. My family and friends are important to me. That's why I'm on the road and don't see them. So is the music I make. I'm so grateful to call this my life. The pearls of my pain, the rainbows of my rain, the Ernie to my Bert, the worm in my dirt. I think being myself and making art reflect the most radical and important thing anyone can do other than rollerblading.
I love rollerblading. See, I'm telling you, this guy is meant to be my best friend. I bet he loves jet skiing.
Imagine if you guys find out that like your stars are in the same household or whatever, like the garbage you were telling us about yesterday.
Oh, we could be like astrology brothers or whatever.
My gosh, yeah,
I don't know. I'd cut my hand and be a blood brother for him. He
didn't doubt it for a second.
I know, guys.
Nat, red flag.
Yeah, no, Nat Lefkoff. I'm telling you, if you just need like a sexy, haunting kind of sound.
What does he sound like?
I don't even know who to describe him as or to compare him to.
Like,
I really
his voice
don't.
Deep?
He does this, and there's this song that he sings that it sounds like it's two people on it, but it's him because he can go high-pitched, and then he does, actually, maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. Look, I don't know.
Oh, maybe
that.
It's somebody helping sing backup, or maybe he's recorded himself.
Realize you were describing a duet.
It could be, but I don't think it is. Either way, I listened to a song, Damn, or his whole new album. I love his whole new album.
Are you talking about There You Are?
Yes.
Have you listened to I'm Your Worm?
I'm Your Worm is a great song. It's so good. And he's got another song called Rot on his new album. I am obsessed. And There You Are, I believe, is the title of the album. And that song is also really good. I'm hyping Homeboy up because I feel like in 10 years, I'm going to be back on this mic saying, y'all remember that stupid little house party you made fun of me for going to? Yes.
Now I'm Mrs. Lefkoff.
I just want to be his best friend.
At least until the lawyers finish.
I want to be his best friend so bad. Yeah.
I mean, he does have octagon eyeglasses, so.
I know, right?
That makes him pretty cool.
Like, I'm going to be sitting in a house party listening to this. I can't wait.
I need to hear him. I need to hear how haunted
he is. When you go
this one is the one that starts off where it's like really high pitched, and then it's crazy.
So it might be two people.
It might be. I don't know if it's him. It doesn't say featuring anybody, so I think it's just him.
That's weird if he can sing in more than one octave.
I know, right? It's super impressive. We do love that. I feel like I'm sitting in a heated chair right now. I'm sweating so bad. I'm so nervous to tell y'all.
That is weird. Now, do you think when you go in, the plastic that will collect your blood will already be laying on the ground, or will they put that down after you're unconscious?
I would give him my blood if he needed it.
That's a guy.
I want to take my clothes off. Yes. This song is so sexy. Are you guys not melting right now? Are we not all wet together?
I like the groove. I'm not loving the voice right now.
But I can't when the mirror is awful.
I really want to know if it's two people.
I know, right? I told you. It sounds like it's two people.
What's the song called?
Damn.
That's probably him. It's just like the guy who sang Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, yeah.
Or that's cannibals. That's not a girl.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe you get to go to a stranger's house to hear this.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. How far away is this?
2.5 hours.
Oh, wow. My.
What is the city?
Yeah, what is the town?
Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti. Yeah. It's dumpster Ann Arbor.
Yeah, you know how you feel good when you go to Ann Arbor? Ypsilanti is...
where the
robberies on the other
are.
Side of the railroad tracks.
There's a building there that looks like a penis.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm going to love
that's probably where this concert is.
Yeah. It's at the penis tower.
Of the penis tower.
Yeah, look up Ypsilanti penis tower. It's iconic.
I mean, you'd
have to look it up.
Well, I've never been to a concert like this before in my life, and I am nervous because I'm putting myself out there. It could just be me and 10 people. I don't know.
It'll probably be great. You're going to have a great community.
I think it's going to be really cool.
Do you think you're going to fall
in love with him? Because that's what it sounds like when you're like, I'm putting myself out there.
No, I just mean I'm putting myself out there.
And a beard.
To go to a house party where I don't know people all by myself, two and a half hours away from home.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I think we'll be best friends. I'm going to try so hard to be his best friend.
I know you are.
I know I am.
When is that? Is this this Friday?
Friday, yeah.
When do you think you should swallow some air tags?
I didn't think that's what you were going to ask me. I'll put one somewhere to make you guys feel safe. You need me to share my location with you for a couple hours?
Yes, please.
Probably.
Tuck it in your cheek.
It's fun to make fun of you, literally.
Kelly's very quickly moving up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down.
What is she doing? Jumping jacks? Nope.
Well, I have some friends that live in the general area, so let me know if I need an emergency contact closer
to
you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Somebody who can drive on over.
It'll be fun.
I think so.
I remember there was a couple comedians that I liked who did tours where they played at people's houses. They would just book them, and they're trying to get it going.
Are they popular now?
Yeah.
They made it big?
Yeah.
See? I'm on to something, guys. Me and my 60 friends I've never met.
I mean, you're on to something.
Is that me? I didn't do this.
It became your idea now. Find out Kelly's booking him, and she's his agent.
I know.
She doesn't even
That's
like
my
him.
Little
this
brother.
Is just a side hustle. Looks like Craig.
Honestly, I think you're growing up because at least you're attending something that isn't a mobile location that you can be shuttered off somewhere else where we won't know where you are.
Yeah, and I'm not buying Molly from a teenager.
Yeah, you're not getting into a boat or a bus or whatever.
I probably will put glitter on my face, though. I need to be noticeable. I need to stand out.
Oh, you're going to stand out.
Yeah, this sounds
when you
like
pull
exactly
a knife and cut his hand.
Honest. Yeah.
Come here, blood brother.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you for years.
I have.
It's like I've been doing music for 3 months.
Dude, my Spotify Wrapped every year comes back, and it's like, you're the one fan. You listen to all his songs 3 million times, and I'm like, yes, I am. I am that person.
I mean, he's on Apple Music. I know like three people who have a guitar who aren't on there.
Can anybody get on Apple Music?
Well, I mean, Britta's on there, so.
The song about the filter?
Yeah. Cat filter.
The dwink from the Twitter.
Twitter. God dang it. Stop doing that. Try to sneak that into everything. Go do that to Nat Left King Cole.
Nat Left off. Don't act like you don't know.
I didn't remember. I knew it was Nat Left, which is what Kelly will do after this turns out to be a disaster.
I'm sweating.
All right. That's a good pickup line for old Nat.
Yeah. I know. I'm sweating. I love you.
Yeah.
Or should I say, I love you. I'm sweating.
Oh yeah. You don't want to turn. You don't want him to be turned
off.
Could
be charming if you say it right.
Yeah. If you say it just the right way.